Okay, I think we're good.
Yay! Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Fresh start.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Now that we just got a new sound engineer guy, and then now that everything's fixed.
He's great.
He's been so, the, he's better really than the last guy.
He inherited a mess too, yeah. So yeah. God bless.
The last guy worked really hard. He like worked hard. I know he was
trying. He was hot.
Trying.
He
trying.
Was hot, but.
It's funny when you fire someone before you've even launched a podcast.
Right. It was giving Nepo. I think my other co-host at the time knew him, and that's why he was hired.
Absolutely.
On. Okay, great. I do want to set a ground rule today that if he starts making shit up, Tyler, you interject and you tell the real hard facts.
We did have to do a couple corrections last about time.
I don't usually make stuff up. I just don't remember.
Right.
That's convenient.
Things correctly. Like right. You are such an elephant brain memory, and I am such a goldfish.
And I have to figure out.
I always remember how I felt, but I won't remember what the subject was.
People always remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
But I also have to keep myself in check because I find myself being like, it didn't go like that. But in the grand scheme of the story, does it really
It's like a minor
matter?
Detail. Yeah, no, we were on these cross streets.
Yeah. Things like that.
Okay, great. Okay, let's start off with the good question. Why a podcast? Whose idea was it? How did this start?
I think the podcast of actually doing a podcast was Tyler's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're both love podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, you're a diehard. Like, talk about your notes app.
Same.
I have a note of probably the over 100 podcasts I've listened to beginning to end.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you listen to at least a little bit of a podcast every day?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
One to two episodes. Totally. At least per day, sometimes three to four.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I have my like go-to podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's like three podcasts that I listen to, but I listen to every single second of it.
Right.
And anyways, I think as you do that, you wonder, hey, could we do this?
Yeah.
And so I think it was a couple months ago where Tyler was like, do you think we could do a podcast? And I feel like a lot of times we have conversations in the car. It's always while we're driving about just like topics. And things like what it's like to be gay and what it's like to be from Montana and things like that's kind of how it came about. Because we're just like, man, we should just record this and see if people like it.
Yeah.
But I think it's twofold in that the idea for our subject matter actually came up a long time ago.
Okay.
So as I was going through like my own personal coming out process, I had just moved from Montana and wasn't fully out like publicly, the whole like social media out. And I did that right when I moved to Las Vegas. And at the same time, I was like, I think if I write about this, that will really help. And so what I did, because of it was the year 2017, mm-hmm. I did what? Started a blog.
Who didn't?
I completely Everyone forgot and their about mother. That until you just said that.
Right. Which, well, like, to be honest, no one ever read it.
What was the blog called?
The blog was called, we'll get to in a second.
Okay.
So,
stay tuned.
It was just like, I think if I write about this, I think my story is probably relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially that came from like rural America.
Totally.
And it's just, I think it's a very different culture to be gay and grow up.
Right.
And come out of. So anyways, started a blog and like never published it like openly, but just like wrote.
Yeah.
And so the name of it was, There Are No Gays in Montana. And I think
really?
That's what it's called. Like, wow. The URL.
I'm writing this right now. I really am.
The URL is like / no gays in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always had this idea to like write either like a book or something to talk about that experience. Because when Tyler and I grew up, there's always been gays. They're everywhere, right? But to us, I didn't know anyone gay growing up.
Mm-mm. No, like it was...
Not personally. Ellen. Yeah. It was Ellen and Will and Grace.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Maybe slightly through media.
Elton John.
But there was not a single person that we knew in our circle of like people.
Or like at school.
Oh, no. Nope.
No. And a lot of people say like I like a gay uncle or something like that. And I don't.
Yeah.
I had a gay uncle, but he died way before, like when I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So we just weren't around. And so that's kind of where the name came from.
Totally.
And then it kind of died down as I got into grad school and just got really busy and worked and all that stuff. And then Tyler, like I said, came back and was like, do you think we could do a podcast and what would you do it on? And then the other thing that I think really, really prompted it.
I think it started out as we were like, should we try to write a book?
Mm.
Remember that conversation?
Yeah, that was probably a long time ago.
Was there like a way to write a book?
Yeah.
Or something of that being like, and this is maybe before podcast was a part of our every single day life.
Yep.
But like to like have a message or something of that nature. Anyway, sorry, not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I love it.
But we did talk about that.
Interesting.
I'd read y'all's book.
Yeah. So what really like reignited the drive to do something and really how the podcast came about is because we both know someone that has come out to us three-ish years ago, mm-hmm. that still lives in Montana, was born in Montana, extremely conservative parents, and then also works for a government agency
mm-hmm.
and is kind of going through their own coming out process and like starting yeah. with like roommates and friends, hasn't quite gotten to like family members yet right. or hadn't at the time, and also had like this story about his boss like blatantly saying something that is like completely homophobic in like a group meeting and like everyone laughing it off.
Him as well.
Yeah.
Like
he him was, like, laughing kind of it like, off too, right?
Oh, I can't believe this is happening.
Yep.
And it was jarring for us
yeah.
to see.
Yeah.
So I think, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but he must have clocked something being off in his mind because he told it to y'all.
Yeah.
As like a way to be like, isn't this kind of fucked up?
Right. Yep.
And then exactly. finally felt the validation he wouldn't feel from probably anybody else.
Yep.
Exactly.
And so oh, I think God, the podcast idea really like ignited from that again, because it was like I had moved out going on 7 years ago and you've been out for almost 9, which is crazy. But you think that like time progresses and people progress and cultures progress. Yeah. And then it was like this huge wake up call that like, no, there are still so many people that are in it.
That are in it. And
that
struggling.
Are in it and going through it and that yeah. are in their jobs, either out or not out, and are going up yep. in Montana. And yes, there's so much more representation, right. I think, than there was when we grew up.
For sure.
So I think what really like, I keep saying ignited the podcast was like, that was just like such a motivator for Tyler and I to be like, I think we should share our story. I think it's unique. And I think it's extremely relatable to so many people that live in like specifically rural, small town America that are still either going through these issues or have gone through these issues. Mm-hmm. So it was like, had this idea from a long time ago, blog, maybe book, whatever. And then 3 months ago-ish, Tyler was like, do you think we could do a podcast and what would it be? And then I was like, this is it. Like, I think this is the right venue. This is the like right media style. Cause I think it's not easier. It's just like a simpler way for people to get to know us and our story and our personalities and who we are. And it was like done deal. And then we just started like writing down 100 ideas for topics of what we would want to talk about. And it's like everything from serious things of like what it's like to come from a state like Montana. Like we both love Montana.
Oh yeah.
And like very much cherish our childhoods hard. And feel lucky that we were to grow up there. But it's this big push and pull of, it's also a really hard place to be out and gay, truly, and still is. And I think it's getting better and then sometimes take step backwards.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, I think that's what really started it. And then we just, everything from that to like, we want to talk about country music influence in our lives and like the intersectionality between like being queer and our love for Shania Twain. And there's such a connection between the queer community and country music, which you wouldn't see right now. So like, mm-hmm. that's one example of like 100 things we want to talk about. We want to talk about gay weddings because we got married going on 3 years ago and we did long distance for 2 years mm-hmm. and there's just like 100 things.
All of it.
Yeah.
This podcast also serves as kind of like the gay friends that you can turn on for someone like maybe the person you mentioned before that does not have a gay friend group.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we now have this mm-hmm. huge community in Seattle that like actually is pretty new within the last year. So yeah. I would love to talk about that. But I want people who are sitting there feeling like they're alone, like we were,
right.
sitting there in the same house as best straight best friends, not being able to talk to each other about this thing we were both individually dealing with.
Yes.
If I had,
and I want people to like hear
this,
that. Yeah.
At like, that point in our life, I think it would have expedited our
for
situation.
Sure.
Or just
absolutely.
Like, felt like I'm not alone in this and I'm not. Right. There are people around you that are all struggling through the same thing
mm-hmm.
and it's just like not known.
Yeah.
Just give an avenue to like share a story truly.
Yeah, for sure. We've had like, I think I agree with all of that. I think that's like the overarching, this is why we want to do it. And this is why we've decided to do it. I think like personally, we've had kind of going along with the same concept, we've had like, I would say 3 to 4 people reach out to us via Instagram.
Yeah.
Like text, like old people that we've worked with.
People you know.
Most people we know, one random person that
knew is straight. Like we were, like these people knew us before we were ever out.
Like townies, like Montanans?
Or people we worked with at the university.
People that worked for me when I was their boss.
And when we like, eventually everybody knew that we were together and we were out and we had moved to Seattle, they kind of like reached out and confided in us. Like one specific person we talked to probably for over a year and a half.
Aww.
And he was like partially out,
but
really like struggling at times and really just like kind of reached out to us. So I think like that kind of platform we have. And so that part I think is really important to me. And this is like a way of just maybe trying to reach additional people.
Right.
I also think like personally, not necessarily for gay people, but it is, we like find ourselves every time we go back to Montana, having our people from Montana coming to visit us, always being like, I learned so much. Like when our friends come visit from Montana, they'll be like, you like introduce me to your friends. We go do these things. Like I learn so much every time I come.
Absolutely.
So like try not to be very self-righteous. I do think like the specific spot that we're in, we have a really big platform with a lot of people that care about us and will listen.
Yeah.
To kind of like help progress things and introduce things that they not normally would have run into. Because there's a whole bunch of people that we like went to school with or our families.
Yeah.
That will listen to this that like don't. They just don't have any sort of other exposure.
It's just not their day-to-day.
Yeah, it's not their day-to-day, which their day-to-day is exactly how they would like
it's
to be.
It's not their feed. It.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not their FYP. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I do think whatever the span of influencer, span of like whoever actually ends up listening to this, I do think and I feel personally that I have a good support and platform to, with small communities being our family or our people we graduated with or whatever.
Right.
To kind of like get message out there that maybe is not going to run across their overall like what they consume.
Totally.
I think it's just a tool too. Like podcasts are such a good way to like, you can do this on your own.
It's accessible. Absolutely.
And it's
like for everyone, no matter where you're at.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a piece of media that you can just like listen to. And if you're like going fucking through it and you don't have a community to reach out to, this is at least one thing that like you can attach to, I feel like.
That's why I listen to podcasts all the time. So I can never be alone with my thoughts or lonely.
Exactly.
Right. Cures all mental issues.
Also, it's terrifying for me to state what I think, like state an opinion and put certain things out there.
Yeah, of course.
To like out there let in time. Certain people listen to.
You're frozen in time.
How I actually think about things, what I actually encounter, what my day-to-day life is. So I think it's probably good for me as a growth opportunity to.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, I love it. It's a part of your quarterly goals.
Yeah,
part of my quarterly goals. And I'm like a guru about archiving things.
Yeah.
And like I love remembering things.
You got that from your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I do think if at the end of the day, we do this for a year or we do it for 6 months.
Like if we did 10 episodes and 3 people listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it touched that one person you were talking about earlier, job is already done.
Yeah.
And then we get to have this moment in time just like memorialized forever.
And then someday, like
if and when we ever have kids
or grandkids ever. Or whatever, it would be, I think it'd be really cool and like another, a new type of way to like continue family history or like archives of like what your grandparents went through or what they did, right?
Right.
Like the big thing right now is Storyworth. You have your grandparents like write down stories.
Yes. Yes.
This is like an element trying to get
ahead
of it.
Them.
This is not an ad.
This is not today's episode brought to you by Storyworth. No. So there's an archive aspect of it.
Yeah.
That I really it's really appealing to me.
Fast forward to any sort of future children listening to 30 seconds and be like, what the fuck are you?
I'm going back into the metaverse. This is boring.
News fast.
I also think I think it'll be interesting as we talk for people that know us. I think it's going to floor my family or like jar them if I say that I'm uncomfortable at certain things in Montana.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it ever crosses their mind.
Yep.
But if I talk about going to a country music festival in Montana and him and I actively not acting like we're together because we're not feeling comfortable.
You don't kiss.
I think that, oh no.
I would never.
I think that
I don't think it's conscious.
And I think it will. I think it will cause them to be like
suppressed,
protecting yourself.
Yeah,
burped in the microphone.
I know.
Sorry,
I heard it.
I did. I think it will cause them to be like, yes, they have had a really good experience. They're supported by all of us.
Right.
However, when we return or like when we go to certain things, there's still an element of not being comfortable or not feeling equal
right.
that we don't necessarily express to them very often.
Right.
Because you don't yeah. want to show that there's like still hurt there.
Totally.
So I think that will surprise them a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Right.
Well, I have a question, and I think the listeners will want to know. How honest and how candid are you going to be? And are there certain things that are off limits?
That.
They're both wincing.
That's such a good question.
That's a really good question because we've never, we haven't
I think we probably have different takes.
Who do you think is more conservative in this duo? Who is ready to spill it and just like get the consequences later?
Depends upon what kind.
I think it depends upon what kind because I'm
generally a much more open sharing, I think, honest person. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like more opinionated and I will spit it out there, I feel like.
I think you'll give your opinions and I think you will get, you'll be very honest about how you feel about things.
Yeah.
I think when it comes time to divulging things, I think you're going to struggle more than you maybe know.
Yep.
I think I will have some hurdles to come over, like just
which by ones like
sharing certain things about our personal life, sharing certain things about how I actually feel about parts of my upbringing, parts of that I've never really gone down that road of like
right.
expressing very much.
And are you thinking about who could be listening?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's tough not to because like our number one listeners are going to be like our
people who love you. Yeah.
And people who love us.
Of course.
Yeah, but I think that's complete. I think that's specific to you.
You think
your family, I'm not kidding, they will listen to every single episode.
Oh yeah.
Which is amazing.
And what about
my
yours?
Family will be like, how's that podcast? You started a podcast? I'm like, yeah, that was 6 years ago. And in like the best first. Way, it's just like, that's just the difference between our families and how they operate.
Right.
But I can definitely see like the apprehension between being honest. And I think it's going to challenge both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be good that we have each other and you here.
Mm-hmm.
To do that when it's necessary. So
yeah, I'm not very good at taking a hard stance on things.
That's, yeah,
and Tyler never wants to hurt anyone's feelings. So yes. Even if he's not,
and Isaac does want to hurt people's feelings.
Absolutely,
and that's Isaac's main
that's
goal.
That's my yeah. intent. If Tyler's not hurting someone's feeling, he will think about someone hearing what he's saying and how they might feel about it.
Mm-hmm. And soften.
Yeah, especially when it comes to things like upbringing,
yeah,
religion.
Right. I mean, that's so personal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very personal.
Then I love it. It's a growth opportunity, like you said.
Yes. I think it'll be people that are personal to me and family will definitely learn stuff.
Nice.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like at the end of the day, like all for like a positive forwardness.
Absolutely. Hey, hey, you've been listening to There Are No Gays in Montana, the podcast where we talk all things growing up gay in rural America.
And if you like what you heard, we'll be releasing a new episode every other week, so please share, review, and follow the show wherever you listen.
And we'd love to hear from you. Have a question or a queer story from the sticks? Follow and send us a DM on all major socials at No Gays in Montana, all one word, or email us at nogaysinmontana@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.